Sometimes we can all have days that feel like a heavy fog has wrapped around us, determined to cause chaos and block out any sign of the sun. But what if I told you that you can learn how to embrace hope, so you can not only brighten your day, but also significantly improve your mental health? Hope isn't just a warm and fuzzy concept from greeting cards. It's a powerful tool for better living. And today I'm sharing practical ways to stop feeling hopeless and start feeling excited about your future. So let's talk. Hi, I'm Jeremy Godwin. I'm a writer and mental health counselor, and a while ago I went through a few years of major depression, which led me to feel hopeless about the future. Today I'm going to share some of the techniques that helped me to start feeling more optimistic and positive about things. First, let's talk about what does being hopeful mean. Hope is a state of mind that encourages a positive outlook towards the future, regardless of the uncertainties and challenges that life inevitably throws our way. Hope isn't about wearing rose-tinted glasses and ignoring reality. Instead, it's about choosing to focus less on problems and more on solutions. So, why is being hopeful important? People who are hopeful tend to be better at coping with stress, have higher resilience, and generally lead more satisfying lives. It's like having a mental shield and a cheerleader rolled into one. Hope can decrease anxiety and depression by giving you a mental pep talk when you need it the most. Now let's talk about how to create a sense of hopefulness. Tip 1. Reflect and refocus. Start by acknowledging your feelings of hopelessness. This act of self-awareness is pivotal. It's better to acknowledge the truth of the situation than to deny it and hope it goes away. Spoiler alert, it doesn't just go away. You have to do the work to improve things. Try journaling your thoughts or discussing them with someone you trust, which helps you to gain perspective and feel a little less alone, which is the beginning of the journey towards hope. Tip 2. Develop a positive mindset. This one takes time, but it's as simple as starting with where you're at now and noticing what's going well in your life and what you're grateful for. That might be the people you care about or your collection of Spice Girls dolls. Either way, it's all positive and it can serve to help you see more to feel positively about. This shift in perspective can make a huge difference. Tip 3. Set small, achievable goals. Hope often springs from a sense of achievement. So set small, realistic goals for yourself and work on them one step at a time. Each accomplishment, no matter how minor, can be a building block towards a more hopeful outlook. This helps to reinforce your sense of agency and your ability to influence your life's direction, reminding you that it's your life and you can shape it in any form you wish with enough time, effort, and perseverance. Tip 4, connect with other people. Isolation can feed hopelessness. You're not alone, and you don't have to go through tough times on your own, and nor should you. Reach out to friends, family, or support groups. Engaging in meaningful conversations and activities can provide comfort and a different perspective on your situation, because social support is a fundamental component of mental resilience. Tip 5, seek professional help. Look, one of the common signs of depression is a sense of hopelessness. If you've been feeling this way for 2 weeks or more, it's time to talk to your doctor or a mental health professional. The sooner you talk about it, the sooner you'll be able to find a treatment to help you. The only regret I have about my own battles after having a breakdown back in 2011 is that it took me months to finally tell my doctor what was happening. When I eventually did, it was like a weight off my shoulders, and it was the first real step in my recovery. Speak with a professional who can provide you with tailored strategies to cope and recover. You may also find it helpful to talk with a counselor or therapist. Taking this step is crucial, as it means you can get professional, objective guidance that's tailored to your needs. Here's the thing. Being hopeful is more than just wishful thinking. It's an approach to life that can significantly improve your mental well-being. Start small, stay consistent, and watch as your world starts to shift in a more positive direction. Remember the words of ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu: "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." You've got this. If this video was helpful, please give it a like, and you can listen to me share more tips on being hopeful and other topics in the Let's Talk About Mental Health podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. There's a link to it in the description, or head to ltamh.com. Thanks for joining me today, and talk to you next time. Thank you to my amazing Patreon supporters. Join now for early episode access and ad-free content. It's linked in the episode description.